This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The national average for a gallon of regular unleaded gas is inching closer to the $4 mark. But in a few states, including California and Illinois, drivers are more concerned about gas approaching $5 a gallon. Chicago Public Radio's Tony Arnold reports on why gas is so much more expensive there.
You might think paying an average of $4.13 a gallon in Chicago would scare drivers away, but when you listen to the morning traffic reports, the highways are just as crowded as usual.
Several delays on the tollways this morning, and now problems northbound on 355.
Dave Sikuda of the Illinois Petroleum Council says he knows why Chicagoans pay more at the pump.
The reason is it's built into the tax code.
Sikuda says to figure out how that works, put aside for a minute the rising price of crude oil. He says Illinois drivers will always pay more because they pay a sales tax on gasoline. In many cities and states, a flat rate called an excise tax will already be included in the price of gas. But in Illinois, a sales tax is charged in addition to those excise taxes. And in Chicago, the sales tax is a whopping 10%. Dave Sikuda says Illinois appears to be in a race to see how many ways it can tax gasoline.
You know, there aren't too many local mayors hanging around our gas station saying, hey, that price would be 20 cents lower except for us. so we don't get a lot of help explaining this, and so that's why we're a little sensitive about it.
Well, in the long run, charging a percentage as a sales tax is actually a good thing.
Charlie Whelan is an economist at the University of Chicago, and we're standing on a busy street outside his house on the city's north side. He says that tax money comes back in the form of infrastructure improvements. Whelan says when local governments charge flat rate fees on the price of gas, they rarely keep up with inflation, so there's less money for roads and bridges.
Rising gas prices, I think, are good for metropolitan areas in the sense that, all else equal, high energy prices push people to cities because your dwellings tend to be more concentrated.
Whelan says high gas prices push people to look for alternatives to driving, like public transit, which is found most conveniently in urban areas. But not everyone is so bullish on taxing gas. Within view of Whelan's home is both a train station and a mobile gas station. A steady flow of cars is pulling into the gas station, past the big sign there reading $4.50 for a gallon of unleaded.
It's crazy.
Lara Moynihan says she'll pay about $20 more than usual to fill up her SUV, but she considers the odd tax structure just part of the cost of living here.
You know, I think that that goes with everything in Chicago. It's the price of living in Chicago. You have to put up with taxes. I know, it's ridiculous.
Moynihan says public transit isn't an option for her. She has to take her three kids to three different schools in the city. And like lots of other drivers, she doesn't have much choice but to keep fighting traffic and remain at the mercy of both high gas taxes and prices. For NPR News, I'm Tony Arnold in Chicago.